I'm going to make that call right now, Rich. Here we go.
Here we go. Brandy Love.
Hello?
Hello, Brandy Love.
Hey, how are you?
Good. This is Joe and Rich of the Rich and Joe Show. You're live with us right now. We appreciate your time.
Hi, Joe and Rich and everybody else out there listening.
Folks, I give you the wonderful, the hottest, one of the hottest women in the industry today. Her name is Brandy Love. Like I said, go to brandylove.com. My goodness. I know, Randy, we had a chance to talk the other day for a little bit, and some of the things you said, telling us that what really wasn't off limits to talk about. And we have some pretty good questions for you, I think, today. But first of all, how are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. I'm excited to talk to you guys. After our brief conversation the other day and listening to a few of your archived shows, I was very much looking forward to chatting.
Uh-oh. And which one were those? It wasn't the anal fisting necrophiliac show that we did by chance, did you kiss her?
I skipped that one.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Let's stay away from that one. Well, I guess, I want to go ahead and just start right off with a question, if you don't mind. Well, let's actually start with I apologize. Well, it's not a cat. I can kind of see a kitty right now, but it's a picture that I brought up of you that I have on my wallpaper right now, just as a reminder of who I'm talking. Just kind of a like I'm talking to you, but it's not your face. So I was like,
when I
minimized. When I minimized to get to your bio, I saw that, and that kind of left me speechless for a moment. So, anyway.
Nice.
Now, let's start off with how did you get into the business, the adult entertainment business, and then we'll just kind of go from there and see where the questions go.
Sure. I'll make it as brief as possible because I want to keep this upbeat and not put anybody to sleep. That's definitely not the idea. So many, many years ago, just for an opportunity to get away to a quiet place, my husband and I went to an adult-only resort. Honestly, being that naive, I thought it was just that. No crying children, very quiet, very, low-key. Needless to say, it turned out to be a swingers haven. And
hey.
I had, hey, party's on. I had no idea what that meant, no idea what it was. I took me 2 days to take my top off because I was that, shy, really, with my body. And by the time we left that weekend, we had had, of all things, this is no joke, a pastor and his wife mentor us on the, if no pun intended, the ins and outs of swinging. And said, don't do anything this weekend. Just, do your research, see if it's for you. Needless to say, we did plenty of research, had a ton of fun being voyeurs, and just saw some crazy shit and literally couldn't get out of our minds and decided, That's us. We could do this. We don't have the jealousy. We are completely confident in our relationship, and I love the idea of watching, and the watching turned into participating and on and on. So we had a wine company, and we had a website that needed to be built. We met people through people kind of deal. Next thing you know, someone hits us up. Hey, you guys ever think about getting into adult? Not really. I mean, we surf tons of porn and it sounds fun, but what's the deal? And after, business plans were made and conversations were had, I did not want to back our money onto, some team or some new hot thing that we didn't really know and could bolt at any minute because God knows they do that. So I kind of just, lifted my shoulders and said, I know it's kind of a long shot, but you think anybody would, want to see me? And my husband looked at me like, you've got to be kidding. And yet he was excited. And I said, seriously, I mean, if you guys think it'll fly, I want to be the model. I want to be my site because I trust me. I know me. I know I'm not going anywhere. And literally that's how BrandyLove.com was born.
Well, and we all appreciate that. And we thank your husband especially for his support, because and I have to kind of shrug my shoulders and go, yeah, are you kidding? Of course people want to look at you.
Well, I'll be honest, it's still very, very humbling. I mean, it's because with the thousands and thousands, if not millions of beautiful women that come and go and are available online, it's extremely flattering that people choose to join my social network and my site and participate. And it's a lot of fun. And honestly, I have I have a couple dozen members that have turned into very dear friends.
Well, and I wanted to ask you something about your husband. Is your husband officially in the industry, or is he just involved in your career, like helping out? And
no, he's definitely got his own thing going on. We are the owners of my site. He's massively involved. He's a techie nerd with a beautiful body and a perfect cock. I mean, he's the best of both worlds. So I get him in the adult side for tech support and marketing and anything that I need that I don't have the ability to do. And I handle everything else. I'm everything from co-owner to CFO to the model to sometimes photographer, and we make it work. So honestly, we both wear two hats. We're involved in both mainstream and adult.
Okay. Because guys always want to know, well, outside of just watching the movies or looking at the books and stuff, and a lot of times probably fantasizing about, oh my God, how do I get into this? You know, I mean, that's all, I get to have sex with all these beautiful women, and I get to do this and that. I mean, how do I get into that? So that's a question that I wanted to ask. You know, but you've already answered it, and that would be, is your husband the jealousy factor? And I guess if you're comfortable with swinging, then I would assume, and you've already answered it, that yes, he would be comfortable with doing it professionally. So, congratulations for it taking off the way it has, you know, for you, because, wow. I just want to put out again, folks, we're talking to Brandy Love right now, adult entertainer and model and just absolutely gorgeous. And you can find her website, brandylove.com. You guys go out and check that out and be a friend. She also has a profile on Facebook if you want to go check that out.
It's always fun to follow me on Twitter. You never know what kind of mayhem I may be getting into, and I'm always very conscientious to put up pictures to share with you guys.
Now, right, we might have to reinstate our Twitter account. So what's your profile name over there on Twitter? Do you want to give that out?
Sure, it's Brandy_Love.
Oh, okay. Well, very simple. And
yeah.
Folks, that's NDI, Brandy_Love at Twitter. Okay, cool. We might have to reinstate our thing, like I said. You know, we did get some questions. I had sent you an email saying about fan questions and stuff, and that I was just kidding, but we actually did get some questions. So if you don't mind, we'll get a couple of those answered. And one of this first question, I think you actually already answered, but, and it was, did your chosen profession lead to swinging or vice versa? We already covered that. Here's one, and this is probably a pretty standard question, I would guess. Do you – a favorite position, shooting or personally? Do you just – is there something that – what's your favorite and what's your least favorite?
Wow, that is an interesting question, because – The honest truth is it depends on the partner. For me, when people say that, you know, I've gotten compliments before on my acting, and I have to giggle because there is no acting. Maybe someday it'd be fun to pursue it, but everything that is seen is me just being me. There is no personality change. You're not getting a different, person when you see the sex. I really live out my own fantasies in the scenes that I do. And you know, sometimes they'll bring somebody on set who's just too big, literally, to take in certain positions. And other times it's a position I didn't care for, but because of the partner, the chemistry, or the tools we're using, it works awesome. And honestly, the only one I would say that I don't care for, which really absolutely nobody practices in the privacy of their own home, and if they do, God bless you, is what they call the pile driver. That's all I'm going to say. That would not be my favorite, but I do love doggy style, and I do love missionary, and, me on top. It's all good. It's just, for me, it's dependent upon the partner.
Oh, I'm just making a note here, position called pile driver. I'm going to discuss that with my girlfriend later. So.
Go look it up.
Yeah. Don't worry, Joe. I'll tell you what it is later. How you doing, Brandy? This is Rich of the Rich and Joe Show.
Hi, Rich. Nice to meet you.
Likewise. I've been hearing a great deal about you, and I've seen the pictures, and I just have to take a moment to say, damn.
Well, thank you.
You are, there's hot, and then there's Brandy Love. I gotta say, as Joe said, we've had a couple of questions from people, but this is a question that I have that we've had, another porn star on here, Daisy Dukes, and I asked her this question, so I'm going to ask you this question. There's a lot of porn stars out there, female predominantly, okay, because the male side of this is an entirely different industry, but guys like to see girls on girls, okay? First of all, first part, do you do that?
Yes.
Second part, do you do it because it makes you money, or do you do it because you enjoy it?
That's an awesome question. The honest answer is I'm bi-curious, even though I've had experiences. I wouldn't go as far as to say that I'm bisexual because I definitely prefer men. I love cock. I love blowjobs. I love men. I love the way they smell. I like testosterone.
Hell, that's so, what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm definitely more straight in that capacity, but I do love the sensuality, the feel, the taste of a woman. My true preference is two girls and a guy, three girls and a guy, group. You know, swingers parties are awesome because there's a whole lot of everything going on and you just kind of participate where you want. Rarely am I seen in full-blown girl. Now, if the chemistry's right, it's going to be hot. And I honestly can't say that I've done a scene with a woman that I didn't want to do. And that may make me different, and you may have heard this before, you may not, but the truth of the matter is I've never done anything for my career or my profession that I wouldn't have done in my personal life.
That leads me into a question. What is maybe the craziest thing that you've been asked to do on camera, and did you do it? Like the craziest, I know you said pile driver, but is there something crazier than that?
Well, and I'll tell you what, I never did that. That it was something that came up, and I gave him a look. I guess it wasn't a look to kill, but it was that look like, don't even think about it. That was a joke, right?
To me, that's got a, I know the position, and that seems really uncomfortable.
Well, exactly, and it's just there's details you don't want to know about, and I'm just not going to go there. So it's, I am very adventurous. I don't say no unless it's something that I'm just sexually, it doesn't turn me on. If it doesn't turn me on, it's not going to happen, period. But if it sounds intriguing, I'll give it a try. Might not do it again, but I'll certainly try it. And I think because of that, my reputation's pretty strong in that you offer me a scene that you know I'm going to enjoy, it's going to be good. I've never been asked to do something truly what I would consider over the edge in my book. But then again, I film swinger parties and orgies, and some people consider that over the top, and that's unscripted in a hotel room. So I guess it's kind of subjective.
Another question that came up was, people that are familiar with the adult industry or that watch a lot of the films have heard the term fluffer. And this was a question that was asked of me yesterday when I was talking to, well, actually my girlfriend asked, I was talking to her and saying, oh man, I can't wait to get Brandy on the show. She wanted to know, you know, we hear of the guys having a fluffer, someone to keep them ready to go, whatever. Do females have a fluffer, or do they just kind of go with the flow, so to speak?
You know, it's women have it so much easier, and yes, women in adult do get asked often from guys, how do I get involved? I want to be a porn star. I got what it takes. After seeing in just a few years that I've been involved, what goes on, men have it way more difficult in some cases, and you know what's expected of them. I don't have a penis, so I don't really know. But just watching, I think, God dang, women can, you know, lube. If they're not excited, bam, game on, everything's good. And once you get going, no matter what you're feeling, you're going to get into it. Guys, they might be all tingly and feeling like having sex, but, you know, if Mr. Peeny doesn't feel like playing, you got problems. And these guys, half everybody staring at them, basically looking at them like, what's the problem, dude? Come on. The pressure is insane. But from my experience, one, they've never needed a fluffer because I manage that myself. And two,
amen. Hallelujah.
I figure, come on, I'm there. I'm gonna be with them for the next 4 or 5 hours, so let's get to know each other. Bring it. And two, the guys I've worked with, I don't know how they do it, but they stay hard the whole time. I am not kidding.
Do you think maybe is there like Viagra or Cialis or something? Is that pretty common around a set, or are these guys
honestly,
just gifted?
I, It's two. They are gifted. There's absolutely no doubt they're gifted. But number two is I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, shoot, if I was a guy, I'd be popping them like vitamins. But I have never seen it. I would assume, based upon what I understand about it, sure. I'm sure it's going on. But, you know, it would be no the equivalent to steroids. You can have a muscle-bound, humongous dude who says he's on steroids and be like, oh, that's why he's big. No, he's big because he's in the gym 6 days a week. You know what
right.
I mean? It takes right. two to tango. So regardless of whether it's being used or not, these guys have serious talent.
Yeah, and I also have to interject there that she also did say that these gentlemen are in the room with her naked for 4 to 5 hours. I'm not really seeing a need for any Viagra, so, you know,
yeah.
I'm not.
Well, you know, when I first started my fingers in the air, quote unquote, research, I was like, "Honey, come here. we gotta work something out here."
I love it.
Randy, we have a question over on our chat side. We have a chat log open up right now, and a friend of ours over here, Model T, is wanting to know a question. Have you been asked to do something you thought as being unique, or have you thought of a new position yourself?
Ooh, that's a very, very good question. Honestly, just in my, I've learned a lot of angles and positions, you know, working the LA scene. These guys have it down pat. And I, you know, things like hanging your ass off the sofa with your knees bent and him coming in sideways, it's wild stuff. And like I said, it looks great, but I don't think it's something you'd be practicing with your girlfriend or wife.
Don't
visually,
be surprised.
I can send you drawings later, you know, I'll send you the clip.
Okay.
But for I think more so it's the voyeuristic side of me, like when I'm doing cam shows or we're filming in our own studio, it's angles. We play a lot with angles and try to find a different view for the surfer to see that, you know, maybe you normally wouldn't get to. And things like putting the camera on the floor, more of an upskirt angle, but having sex, it makes for some really good visuals. So I wish I had a more exciting answer, but that would probably be it. How about that for an answer? I'm still looking. I'll let you know.
There you go. Still working
well,
on
keep
it.
Keep practicing, and we'll keep watching. So
there you go.
I got a. This is just a question I came up with. This is from Rich. Have you ever? Have you ever? Do you enjoy? Oh, how do I say this without making it sound illegal?
Say it.
Okay. Because some aspects of this can be illegal. Do you enjoy? Do you practice? Have you ever had semi-public sex, like dressing room? You know, a quiet corner of a beach somewhere. You know,
a
park maybe.
There's videos of it on my site, so I would be lying to say no. Yes, I definitely have. I find it highly arousing. It's very exciting. And, of course, I mean, I think it's like the number two or three ultimate fantasy of both men and women, the public sex thing, because there's that little bit of fear of getting caught.
There
which
is.
I must say I never have, knock on wood.
Okay, now that's interesting. Now, have you ever, when that is filmed, is that impromptu? I mean, is that actually you guys hoping you don't get caught? Or, I mean, is that something that's set up to be portrayed as though you hope you don't get caught?
The scenes that are outdoors or in public truly are a combination of the first two, impromptu and, oh, my God, you really want to do this? What if we get caught? And it's just, you know, we do take a camera everywhere because you never know. It's not always just about getting stuff for my site, but you never know what you're going to catch nowadays, hence, you know, YouTube. So we always have it, and opportunities have come up where it's been awfully freaking close, but we've never gotten caught.
That is wow. that just
is that
makes
legal?
Me,
I don't know, but it's fun.
Exactly.
That makes the prospect of seeing those clips all that much more intense. I mean, I'm gonna go check those out because I now knowing that they're real. Because I've looked at some of those because that's an aspect that I think is really hot is the semi-public sex. And if those are, you know, now that you said those are real, that increases the intensity of just watching them because I've always thought they're acting. You know, they've got somebody, you know, it's a big field. They've cleared everybody out. People walking around are all extras. But, no, it's actually a real scene.
Yeah, it is, and the best way to put it is it's legal till we get caught, number one. And number two, the really interesting part is I'm very careful about obviously signage, because, you know, like you said, there are, you gotta be careful. I don't want some, you know, a bank sign in the back, you know, behind me or somebody's license plate. That could be a problem. So I'm very careful. But there have been times where I've had people hit me up and say, "Were you at?" And they name the building or they name the park. I'm like, I plead the fifth. I don't know.
I think I'd be one of those people that would want to go and reenact that scene with the girlfriend, you know. But
absolutely. I could give you the safe spots.
Hey, Brandy, we have another question from Lord B, this time, over on our chat side. He wants to know if you have any fantasies that mix food and sex, like being on a table and having sushi eaten off of your naked body.
Wow, you'd swear that person knew me really well. That is a fantasy that I have not. I've played with food, and I think kitchen sex is really hot. But I've always thought it was incredibly sexy to, and I've seen it before. Of course, it's not totally new. But to be laid out on a table and have sushi delicately laid all over your body, and just have people eat it off of your body, and just with, of course, with no fingers. You have to, you know, use your mouth. That just, to me, is a humongous turn-on. And since that was brought up, there's only one other fantasy that, so far, I'm always coming up with new ones, but I'm really into the whole vampire thing. I think they're ridiculously sexy. And to live out a True Blood-style sex scene would be, that would be awesome.
Have you ever been to Las Vegas?
I have. I just got back from the AEE show.
Did you by any chance happen to see the show Fight at the Stratosphere?
You know, I didn't, and I'm just kicking myself. I was really there on business and pleasure, and those two things totally filled my schedule, and I did not get a chance. It's awesome.
Oh, it is incredible what you just described. It is adult-oriented, and it is something I think, from what you just told me, you would really enjoy.
Oh, I'm on it. I'll head back that way ASAP.
Well, Brandy, you know, Rich is going to be in Vegas in April for a week on vacation.
Really?
Rich, maybe you could take her, you know, as a guest of the Rich and Joe show, man. Take her, she and her husband or whatever, but get pictures, because I don't know if I can make that trip. But
yeah.
That would be awesome. I'll have to work that into my schedule.
Hey, Rich, speaking of pictures, you know, got some autographed pictures from Daisy Dukes that just floored us. And do you send anything like that to your fans, or, you know, maybe interviewers, stuff like that?
Maybe radio hosts?
I can do better than that. You guys get me your address, and I'll give you a nice surprise.
Well, now, I have a couple of questions here, the last couple, and I'll make this a two-part. Number one, in the adult industry, in porn, is it really called a money shot, and do you have any funny stories or experiences with that?
Yeah, it really is called the money shot. Now, rarely on set do you hear a producer say, "It's time for the money shot." It happens, but it's usually like, it's funny. I'm serious. It's either a wink, a nod, or a, you guys know the movie The Hangover, when Leslie Chow does his little hand motion and, like, you know,
yeah,
he's going to come. That yeah, is the motion that's typically given, and the guy knows. It's hilarious. The only funny thing is that one time there was one of those false alarms, and it was like, you know, I'm sitting there sucking him off real good, and he's ready. I can tell he's throbbing, and he's like, okay. He leans back, and he goes, I didn't even know what was happening. Like 2 seconds later, he goes, shit, false alarm. And and everybody kind of laughs and giggles, and then we go back to action, and, you know, 10 seconds later, he's ready. I don't know what happened. I just remember sitting there thinking, what's going on? And next thing you know, it was all over my face. But it was great. It cracked me up.
Oh, my God. You know, all this talk, I know my girlfriend is listening right now, and number one, I know for a fact that she agrees with you on the sexy vampire thing you were talking about.
Hey,
honey, what's that?
Yeah, I have a gift to send with her. I have a very dear friend who is an incredible author, and he just produced a vampire, it's called The Vampire Sonnets. It's a unbelievably seductive piece of literature that's done in a Shakespearean type poetry, but it's sexy. It's definitely adult. And I'll be sure to get a copy and put it in my care package to you guys. Just
oh, yeah,
for,
great.
Just for her.
Yeah, she's actually, she was an English major, so.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, I know she will appreciate that greatly. But now, I saw something online, for some reason, it just popped into my head. I was looking at movies and credits and stuff. The movie Succubus, is that a movie you were in? I believe with Raven Riley and Liz Vicious, correct? Is that...
That's correct. Well, what an interesting combination, right?
Oh, yeah. Folks, if you haven't seen those... And see, looking at you, and then I went and looked up their names and looked at their pictures, and I was like, all three of them together? I would go on, like, sensory overload. I don't think...
That was a really, really fun movie to be a part of. Some of our best friends produced it. Evil Motion Pictures put that out, and we all were cast. It was really fun because I got to play a stripper. It was a really hard role for me. I'm kidding. And it was really exciting to be part of that film from start to finish, the production crew, the whole process. But, yeah, I got to play with some incredibly beautiful women for that, and I did get slashed I can't tell you guys, but yeah, it was intense. It's a horror flick gone triple X. It's pretty hot.
Well, and I'm pretty sure we're going to make a trip to the, and it's out on video right now, DVD?
It sure is, and you can get it online. If you just type in Succubus, you can get it right online from Evil Motion.
Oh, okay. Well, and I know that is spelled Succubus, folks, Succubus. It's like she said, a vampire movie gone triple X, man. Awesome, Brandy. We have a thing that we do that it's called the Final Five, and this is before we let you go, just a couple of things. I know you got my email about the doing a promo for us, maybe a little saying for us.
Yeah.
But this is something we do. It's called the Final Five, and it's just five really quick questions. And it's just like your first answer, first thing that comes to mind. Okay, are you interested in doing that with us?
Sure, why not.
Okay. Question number one. Folks, this is called the Final Five. If you could bring only one item to a deserted island, what would it be?
My husband.
Wow. Rich, I think you were right, man. That's what you said. Didn't you?
I told you that's what you'd say. Yep. I could see it in her eyes when they were together. Yep. I knew it.
Aww.
Okay. And question number two. Who is your favorite horror movie character of all time?
I have to go with Jason.
My girlfriend and I just watched the new remake of that last night. So, yeah, I got to say Jason. He's pretty sweet.
He's just classic, man. He's been there forever, and he's just a part of it. You got to have the ski mask, and he doesn't talk, and he's just weird and creepy and scary. And let's go with Jason.
Okay.
Yeah, from what I hear, he's hung like a horse.
Rich, I don't want to know how you know that, but, yeah. What's your favorite cuss word? You can say fuck. It's okay. We say it all the time. That's actually my favorite.
It's multi-purpose. You can say it if you're mad. You can say it if you're horny. It just works for everything.
It's very versatile. I love that word.
Yes.
So, okay. Number four. What are you most scared of?
Wow. You guys are tough. I don't fear very many things. I'd say death. I'm not ready to go yet.
Well, we're not ready for you to go either, so you've got to stick around.
Amen, sister.
Okay, well, question number five, that's kind of a perfect segue into number five. When you do die, what's the first thing you think God will say to you?
You've been a naughty girl.
I love that. That's perfect. That is perfect.
Trust me. I'm going to make it in, but I guarantee you he's going to have a few words with me.
Well, and you know, they say God is a God of love. You know, he loves us. That's the message that's always preached to us. Love, love, love. But we like to think, you know, that he has a good sense of humor too, and like, you know, Robin Williams said, you know, just look at the platypus. So,
yeah, right.
keeping that in mind, you know, if God does have a good sense of humor, maybe he would just joke around with you like, hey, you know, I saw the movie Succubus. Great job. Awesome.
You know, and I tend to be a believer in that. I do believe he is my maker and he made me this way. If anybody knows me as him, and I'm a horny bastard. So what do you expect from me? So, and I also am very proud of a T-shirt that I wear that says Jesus loves porn stars too.
Awesome.
Amen, sister.
Awesome.
Amen, sister.
Well, Brandy, here just in the last couple of minutes here, if you don't mind, if we could get you to just take a second, and do you remember the email what I sent you?
I sure do.
Okay, if you want to, and you can say however you like, whatever you like, just something, and Rich and I are going to be completely quiet so we get a really good soundbite from you. So anytime you're ready, go ahead.
Let's see how many takes we have to do. Okay. Hey, guys, this is Brandy from BrandyLove.com, the wildest MILF in adult entertainment, and you're listening to the Rich and Joe Show on Altered Intelligence Radio.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. First time go.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
First time, yeah.
Nice.
And that's a wrap. Brandy, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on. We certainly appreciate your time. You are more than welcome. Give us a call anytime. You have our number. You can call us if you want to pimp something out, if you want to just say, hey, whatever. I'll definitely shoot you an email with the station address.
That would be perfect. And I really appreciate you guys. And I did not forget, and I'm going to talk to a few of my male friends that are in the industry to see if they'll spend some time with you to get the male side or the male view of the industry.
Absolutely.
That would be cool.
Yeah, most definitely. Because I'm sure there are a lot of our male listeners that want an answer to that question. You know, how the hell do I do this? I want to do it. Or is it worth it? Should I just sit at home and just enjoy what I'm seeing? But listen.
Should I sit home and jack off or try to make it a career?
Exactly. Can I make money at this, or do I just keep investing in tissues?
Exactly.
Cleaning some baby oil. There you go. Yeah.
You know, we have talked about a lot of stuff, and again, we sincerely appreciate your time and taking the time out to chat with us. You know, we've talked about everything from the porn industry and money shots and swinging and everything, but really quickly, back on swinging, you know, I know where you're from originally, and my girlfriend and I live in that area, so if you're ever back visiting or anything like that, you know, you have an open invitation to swing on by, stop on by. So.
Awesome. I love it. And I do get up to Michigan often and spend a lot of time in the Petoskey Charlevoix area in the summer. So I will be in touch with you guys for sure. One, just to chit-chat. Two, to get you one of my male friends to chat with you. And if you are ever interested, literally, in speaking to the author of The Vampire Sonnets, he's a very dear friend of mine, and he'd love to talk to you guys too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll, you know, what we can do is when we get that book, I'm sure she'll steal it away and and read it first, but I'll definitely read through it. And yeah, that would be great to have him on, and we can discuss the book and maybe what's coming up with that. So that would be great.
That would be awesome. Excellent. Will you guys keep in touch with me, please, and give me that email address so I can send you guys out that special little package. And
yes, ma'am.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Most definitely. Brandy Love, thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. Tell your husband again thank you for letting you do
that.
You've brought smiles and hard-ons to millions of men across the country, and we appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Folks, Brandy Love, go to her website, www.brandylove.com. In fact, I guarantee if you just type her name into your search engine, Brandy Love, B-A-R-N-D-I, Love, BrandyLove.com. Man, what a phenomenal guest, and so open and generous with her comments. Man, that was incredible.
Yeah, upbeat, everything. I mean, yeah, and the beautiful thing is that if you Google her name, you not only can see the pay site, but she has a lot of free pictures out there, too. So you can see all that hotness and full-blown living color.
But, you know, we encourage you to go to BrandyLove.com. And
yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Model T, I'm sorry I didn't get to that question. I just happened to click over to the chat site again, and I didn't ask. Model T is asking, does she ever do shows where someone can go watch?
That would have been a good damn question. Shit.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can't guarantee you, but I guarantee you can get more information. Just go to BrandyLove.com. One more time, BrandyLove.com, and her website is loaded with information. So,
and don't forget about the Twitter, Brandy_Love.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can follow her tweets on Twitter at Brandy_Love. And
I'd like to follow her tweets.
Well, folks, this has been a great show. I was sitting here just in awe, just listening to her and imagining. And while Rich was while you were talking with her, Rich, I actually I did a search on the pile driver, and I saw what that entails. So, honey, I am going to talk to you about that a little later. We're going
to might have to do a little yoga before you get into that one.
We'll make it work. Hey, folks, you can at any time you can join us on the show 646-929-2781. 646-929-2781 is the phone number. RichJoeShow@gmail.com is our email address. You can also find us on Facebook/RichJoeShow. Peace out. You guys have a great, safe weekend. Go to BrandyLove.com. Brandy, Vic, thank you so much for your time and joining us on the show. We're out of here. That's it. We're done.
Hey, this is Joe of the Rich Joe Show saying that's it. We're done. We're out of here. We're going home. Well, maybe not home. At least go get a beer. We're out, y'all. Peace.
All content on the Altered Intelligence Radio Network is copyrighted in whole and may not be used or reproduced in whole or in part for personal or commercial use without the express written consent of the owners or producers.